You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Orioles reporter, Brittany Giroli. And Brittany, as we sit here in the podcast here on a Wednesday, it looks like the Orioles are on the cusp of making a big move, and a move that we've kind of anticipated throughout the offseason as far as adding a much-needed starting pitcher. Now, nothing's done yet, but it looks like they're getting close on Yovani Gallardo. He's been a guy that's been rumored as far as the Orioles go throughout the offseason as well. So after all the talk, it looks like it may actually end up happening. So if this does happen, if Gallardo ends up joining the Baltimore Orioles, what is he going to bring to that rotation?
A lot of stability. I mean, we've talked on this podcast a lot of times about the rotation and what a question mark it is and how really they needed to add another starter. And I think when you look at the steal, it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out. But they need another arm. They don't feel confident with the guys they have entering camp, especially because they don't really have any depth. So I think it would add some much-needed stability.
Since we last spoke, Brittany, the Orioles added more pitching in a trade. They get Adrisimer Despaigne from the Padres. Now, he's a relief guy. But it seems like he's a guy that fits nicely into that Orioles bullpen. He's a guy that can maybe pitch, what do you think, the sixth, seventh inning, just a fill-in guy?
Yeah, potentially. He could be a swingman. He could be a depth signing. He's got minor league options, so he could end up at Triple-A Norfolk. My expectation is that he's going to bounce back and forth between the two because he's so flexible, because he has those options. So it kind of remains to be seen exactly what his role is going to be, but they really like that flexibility on the roster. It enables them to do things and make moves during the season.
Yeah, and they're all, as much as anyone, the Orioles like to dip down into that minor league team and bring guys up when needed, and they certainly don't mind moving guys around. All right, as we get so close now to spring training, we've started to see trucks make their way down to Florida and Arizona filled with equipment, pitchers and catchers reporting very soon. We're going to take a time to kind of look back on the Baltimore Orioles offseason, and interesting that we've already talked about a move that may be on the cusp of happening. So with Gallardo already taken care of, let's move on to the other moves the Orioles have made throughout this offseason. And I think we have to start way back in November, because Matt Wieters accepted a qualifying offer, and I think that kind of had an effect on the rest of this offseason as far as the Orioles go, didn't it? Because it's not something they expected.
No, it's not. And you're right. It really kind of changed the conjecture of where they were headed this winter. And, you know, you look at what they were able to do, I don't think anybody expected they were going to be able to keep Chris Davis, Matt Wieters, and Darren O'Day. So when you look at it from that perspective, it was a very good winter. Like we talked about to start this, it really, though, won't matter unless they can pitch, unless they can get some kind of upgrades in that rotation. But, yeah, the Matt Wieters thing really kind of changed the whole tenor, I think, of this offseason for them. Paying him all that money for one season, knowing they were going to have the stability there at catcher, even combined with Caleb Joseph, should be a really nice mix. And it kind of set things up to really unfold the way that they did.
How important will Wieters be in that lineup in 2016, now that they know that they do have him?
He'll be big. It'll be interesting to see, Matt, because people forget he was well on his way to having a career year offensively before he hurt his elbow, before he had Tommy John. So he did come back last year in June and, you know, was just kind of okay. But I think when you look at it, this will really be the year that will kind of tell how he bounced back from that injury, how the arm is doing from the surgery. Last year was kind of a wash, and, you know, he'll be the first to tell you that. He was just excited to get back on the field, but to return to the team. I think you can expect a lot more of him this year. And when you look at this lineup and guys that they have returning, like Chris Davis and new guys like Mark Trumbo, they're going to be a really scary lineup. They're going to score a lot of runs. The question is going to be, can they, you know, prevent those runs? Can they hold them to less runs than they end up scoring?
Yeah, and they secured their late-inning run prevention, at least, in a deal that we started hearing about it during the winter meetings, but then it didn't get done till after that. But they re-signed Darren O'Day, and it seemed like it ended up being kind of a feel-good story. This guy who wanted to play for the Orioles, and the Orioles ended up bringing him back in a deal that kind of had implications across baseball, because it was the first we learned of kind of how valuable relief pitching was going to be during this offseason for O'Day to get the kind of money that he got and to not be a closer.
Yeah, he's huge. I think maybe people on the outside don't understand quite as much how important he is to this Orioles team, but you know, fans who have watched Baltimore frequently kind of do. And it really shortens up the game. And they felt like if they weren't going to get these starting pitchers, why not make that bullpen as good as can be? Why not shorten the game up so that these guys only have to go six innings? And we saw with Darren O'Day how much he was coveted. And in the end, it's going to prove to be a really big get for the Orioles. I know Davis overshadows it to some extent, and rightfully so. But Darren O'Day was a critical part of this Orioles team.
Yeah, and then before Christmas, they actually made another signing, Hyun-Soo Kim. They get an outfielder, and obviously he's a guy who comes over from Korea, and you don't know what you're getting until he's here. But how confident are the Orioles that he's a guy that's going to be able to contribute?
Well, you said it. I mean, I don't know if they're that confident. I don't think anybody knows. And, you know, I've talked to some coaches and some members of the front office, and it's a little bit of a wild card. You know his stats. You've seen the guy play, but you never know how that's going to translate here at the major league level. You just aren't sure if what he did over there at the Korean Baseball League, if that can really translate over efficiently. I know they really like his on-base percentage. They really like his swing, his ability to hit line drives to all parts of the field. But I don't know if they have a whole lot of confidence that what he's going to be. I think that they hope for the best. They signed him to a very affordable two-year, $7 million deal. And really, it couldn't end up being a big steal for them.
We saw a year ago how important Jung-ho Kang was for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And he was really the first player to come from that Korean Baseball League as a hitter and have instant success. You would think that maybe the Orioles are hoping that shows that maybe that league's caught up a little bit and that the transition is smoother than I think a lot of people once thought as far as hitters go coming over from Korea.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think that, you know, they've had some hits and they've had some misses when you look at what's gone on over there. And, you know, they feel as if he's a guy who can help them in their corner outfield spots. Are very much up for grabs. There's going to be a lot of competition this spring. They expect him to be among them. And it's really going to be interesting to see how he fits in, how he adapts to the major league game. But I agree, there seems to be more knowledge. There seems to be a little less risk attached to those kind of guys than there was a few years ago.
And, of course, the biggest move of this offseason for the Baltimore Orioles and the news that kind of spanned most of the offseason was the Chris Davis saga, but in the end, a happy ending for the Orioles as they lock up their big first baseman, and seems like in the end, everyone's really happy with how it all turned out.
Yeah, in the end, I think everyone's happy, including myself and all the other writers. We don't answer any more questions about Chris Davis. Yeah, you know, it was, like it or not, it was going to be the offseason of Chris Davis, whether they got him or they didn't. And obviously, it worked out in their favor. They were able to get him. It's going to be a key cornerstone of what they're trying to do here for quite some time. And he really kind of fills that hole. That left-handed power bat seems like he was kind of made to hit a Camden Yards. A good clubhouse guy, really well-known, well-respected among his teammates, and really something that owner Peter Angelos got behind and wanted to make happen. And they continued to stay on it. They stayed the course. Didn't look like there were that many, if any, other suitors really in on Davis, and they were kind of able to capitalize on that.
Then in late January, the Orioles added some depth. They traded for Efren Navarro to add depth to that team. And we are waiting, obviously, as far as Yovani Gallardo goes and if he'll be a member of the Baltimore Orioles as well in 2016. So I guess if you have to grade the Orioles offseason at this point, it has to get an incomplete because we're not sure if they're done yet. But let's say they do add Gallardo to the mix, to the rotation. Has this team done this offseason what they needed to do to become a contender again in 2016?
If they add Gallardo, I say yes. They have done. They've upgraded the rotation. They've brought back three very important free agents for them. So I would say yes, that they have.
All right, well, that is going to do it for another edition of MLB.com Extras, our Baltimore Orioles podcast. Brittany Giroli, thanks again.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.